over there. That's the train of freedom. It's about to rise any minute now. You know, it's been a long, long overdue. Look out, cause it's coming right on.
Have you ever wondered what the secret to life is? It can be summed up in four simple words: go with the flow. You're listening to Reflections on the Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM. One of the things you learn as you're going through the various stages in life is that no matter what you are involved in, life has a way of throwing obstacles at you. Just when we start to get comfortable with a person, a place, or a situation, something comes along to change it. A friend moves away. A child graduates and takes a job in another city or gets married. Unexpected expenses arise which force you to use savings that were set aside for a vacation, or you get laid off from work. Our ability to cope with change and disruptions determines to a great degree our peace, happiness, and contentment in life. But how do we develop this ability to cope with change? How do we help children learn this skill? Philosophers have been considering this question for centuries. According to some, comfort can be found in remembering that to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. A friend of mine once stated that in order to work for the government, survivability depends upon adaptability. I recently watched a show on television where a California surfer summed up the answer to life's problems in four simple words: go with the flow. The Californian explained that life is like surfing. You can't organize the ocean. Waves just happen. You ride them where they take you. Then you paddle back out there and catch the next one. You're always hoping for the perfect wave, but mostly you just take them the way they come. You know, perhaps the surfer has the answer we've all been looking for. Life is nothing more than a series of events, both good and bad. No matter how good your organizational skills or how well you have planned for all eventualities, there will always be life-influencing factors over which you have no control. The truly successful person expects the unexpected and is prepared to make adjustments should the need arise, as it almost always does. That doesn't mean you don't keep trying to make your plans and dreams come true. It just means that when things don't go according to plan, you just work around them and then move on. As the surfer said, you ride them where they take you, then you paddle back out there and catch the next one. What we must all realize is that some obstacles are easier to take than others. Missing a baseball game because of rain is easier to take than the sudden death of a family member. But the principle is the same. You ride the wave where it takes you, then you paddle back out there and catch the next wave, always searching for the perfect ride. In other words, you work around the obstacle the best you can, and then you move on with your life. I know people have often commented on my ability to remain calm under difficult circumstances. I merely tell them that the secret is to keep your planning to a minimum. If I have to go from where I live into Sudbury, I will plan on taking the shortest route along Highway 69 North. But if for some reason I'm forced to take a detour through Garson or Rayside Balfour, I've learned to simply enjoy the ride. I will eventually get to where I'm going. It may take a little longer, and the road may be a little bumpier, but I will get there. I've also learned over the years that usually when I'm forced to take a detour, I encounter some very worthwhile life experiences along the way that I would have missed had it not been for taking the detour. As weird as it sounds, I actually look forward to the unexpected. It's like opening a Christmas present. You never know what you're going to find. So whether you're a student at the beginning of your exciting journey of life, or whether you're a recently retired person looking forward to the last stage of your life, let me advise you not to fear change, but rather learn to cope with it by enjoying the ride and then moving on with your life. Remember those four simple words: go with the flow. This has been a reflection by Robert Kerwin on the Learning Clinic on CKLU 96.7 FM, coming to you from Laurentian University.